episode.
Oh, good.
Wait, what we're talking about? What? I hit record right after you said that, so don't even worry.
Okay. I mean, now everyone's gonna go, what did Sheldon say? Oh, that fucking weirdo.
Can't believe it.
It's like you hit record and I said, oh man, cut that out.
Everybody don't listen to what we're saying. It's been
season four.
We're on season four. Isn't that the final season?
Final season, baby.
We've been on the final season for a while. We've final also been season, very, very baby. Sick, and we've been taking turns. Baton passing the sickness around.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been rough.
It's not been great. It's
and been let great me tell you, there. You can't really drink booze when you're sick.
No, it's bad for you.
Forever.
Very bad for you.
Apparently, this is news to me. Alcohol is actually bad for you. Did you guys know that?
It's bad for you. Hey, Tim, you're going to need to put this at the beginning. Welcome to the Liquid Courage Podcast.
alcohol is bad for you. Tell the Spaniards that.
We're back.
We're back. A dinosaur story.
We're back a dinosaur story. We're here to talk about...
I bet you thought we died.
We did too.
We gave up. We didn't yet.
There was a couple weeks there where I was pretty sure I was the one dying.
I was like, disease is not great.
Correct. I'm vamping for so much goddamn time because at the moment I'm looking through episode lists and I'm like, can't find that particular thing that I need to click on. So give me one.
Are you
moment.
Talking about?
Do you need me to send you the fandom link?
No, I don't, because I can find it myself.
Oh Jesus, guys, don't. Don't He's tell how the sausage is made. Come on.
I know. That's the fucking
thing. Well, wait. We did watch the episode, and we've been fair about this is where we go for trivia. I know.
It would be fucking wacky if this was an entire Liquid Courage podcast in which we never actually watched the episodes.
We never watched a single goddamn episode.
To be fair, you know what? I've been listening to a few of them, guys, and it's starting to feel that way, you know?
No.
I mean, after a certain point of intoxication, you just go, what's going on?
Which wiki do I need to read today, Taylor? I mean, I wasn't quite paying attention.
So while he's vamping for time, which is Taylor, our host, vamping for time. Sheldon's also here as well.
Yes, the real host.
The real host, the actual host.
Pause for laughter.
I'm so cogent today. I can read it. I can read everything.
Thank you for reaching that. The level of
I'm so fucking cogent, man. I am on
and Tim
new level.
And Tim, hey, Tim's here.
The final host.
That's Timmy.
Tim, the editor, the associate producer,
the technical,
the TST
producer.
Connection.
Tim, the technical producer.
That's
Tim,
right.
Tim, the technical producer.
Tim, the
Taylor, the talkative townspoke.
Poke.
Oh. I don't know, man.
But
Sheldon, the shellfish individual.
The shellfish shrindishridgerol.
He's safe near me because I can't touch him at all because I'll die. Made a shell.
Tim, it's a weapon, not a defense mechanism.
Don't touch me, I'll die. Yeah, bud.
Let me find my glasses. Give me a second.
Let's do some shit.
Well, let's start by what did we watch today, guys?
Well, we watched
Courage the Coward.
We watched Courage, and you know, if we had eaten a few more carrots, I wouldn't need these glasses.
That's right.
Yeah, we watched a couple episodes. We watched one episode, two parts. It's been a minute. It's season four, episode six is what we watched, and we have Muriel blows up. And profiles in Courage.
I thought you were just gonna freeze.
That's it.
At Muriel blows.
Muriel blows up.
Muriel blows.
Muriel blows.
The episode ends.
And Courage just walks in on slorp noises, and then he never feels the same.
Courage just has, every time someone talks to Courage, he just, like, a Vietnam flashback, and you can tell by looking at him that he's not there anymore.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's been plenty of episodes where Courage has given us that look.
I mean, he literally did give us that look in this episode at one point. He went blank.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the static guys.
When are we going to address the PTSD that Courage has?
In the PTSD episode.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's pretty, coming. You know,
it's on the way.
It's there.
It's the finale, actually, if I remember correctly.
It's, yeah.
No, that's that. Yes. No. I'm trying to remember because the Barracuda. That to me, that's like a therapy episode. That's like getting over the trauma.
Yeah, but he has the trauma.
True.
He does have the trauma.
We're both correct, Tim.
Yeah.
You can't go to therapy without trauma.
You can't go to trauma without therapy.
I walked in there. I don't have any trauma.
I'm fine. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's court mandated. I don't understand why.
You guys are crazy.
You guys are nuts. You guys want to talk about a carrot?
About a carrot? I thought you said courage, but in a weird way.
You want to talk about a carrot?
I love Kakarot.
And a weird carrot missile.
Let's talk about carrot missiles and inflation. I guess.
Oh, the economy's in shambles.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Our podcast is changing every moment. You know.
You want to talk about fucking a recession? Here we go. So
whoa, hold on.
Yeah, everything's great.
So it's 2007. No.
Yeah. Good thing we're never gonna do that again. In this episode from October 11th, 2002, we have 5 years before the recession.
Everything went bad.
Yep.
Just five.
We have an interesting episode.
Yeah, both of these episodes. Sorry.
I don't want to talk. I don't know why. I was like, I'm so cogent, I can do this. And now I'm like, I don't want to talk about them.
Why don't you want to talk about them?
Because they're weird.
They're episodes.
This one is weird. The first one's definitely more weird, in my opinion.
I like the first episode more than I like the second one.
I think I like the second episode more because it was terrifying.
Okay, to be fair, that goosebumps shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Some good old goosebumps gaffes. All right.
What would you do if a carrot exploded over your farm, Taylor?
Would you scream? I wouldn't eat it, but
are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't eat the missile because the missile exploded, leaving residue all over your farm.
You wouldn't eat the missile.
And then it makes the carrots grow big.
Yeah. So, and he's got the first part of that episode down, essentially.
Oh, yeah, down past.
That's legitimately the first three minutes.
Yeah, first 2 minutes, we're watching war movies, and then a missile shows up and explodes, and then uranium seeps into the ground, and everyone goes, actually, not everybody, just Courage, because he's, again, the only person who sees the thing. I don't know how you don't hear
an explosion. You not hear a missile exploding? That is oddly shaped like a carrot. I think the missile was shaped like a carrot.
The missile was shaped like a carrot. That was it's a carrot missile. Is a kissel.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
An ICCC.
Yeah.
An intercontinental carrot cake.
I had a mental pause here for a second because I was like, wait, carrot is spelled with a C, right?
Oh,
it's okay. You're just thinking of Kakarot from the award-winning show Dragon Ball.
Yeah, be excited for our next podcast,
Liquid Courage Balls.
But it's... sounds like I don't have half of my life to watch that one.
Oh my God.
I like it with filler only, so.
We're going to do a new anime podcast that's called Only Fridge Episodes.
Oh, where we...
You see, we'll start with Cowboy Bebop, or should that be the season finale?
That's the end of it all.
I don't know. Oh, goodness. You gotta start strong, too, remember.
So Muriel goes outside and digs up a carrot.
That's what happens, right? There's this carrot that appears.
What can we do? This is all that happens.
It's all that happens. There's a big fucking carrot, and then Muriel brings it in and is so horny for carrots that she's like, hold on.
She's horny for carrots.
But like it's
horny
the biggest...
for eggplants.
No, she's horny, horny for carrots. I'm gonna slurp down this carrot in moments. At any second, I'm going to slurp this big old carrot down. And Eustace hates it, but she's like, I'm into it.
I want to eat this raw carrot. It's got to be delicious.
And from fucking jump, she's like, I'm double fisting this carrot.
And Courage is like, no, don't eat the radioactive carrot. It's radioactive.
Carrot. Yep. But she does. She eats it, and then she is like, great. Love it.
Then she turns into, I don't know, who's that one that can grow to? She's Ant-Man.
She's Attack of the 50-foot woman.
So, as she's eating this carrot, Courage leaves the kitchen to go into the front room where Eustace is and sees that he's correct. Watching TV. And, of course, the newsman and the general, two reappeared characters, as always.
Do not. Yeah.
Yeah, the general is standing there just like, listen, there was a missile. It went astray. It explodes over gardens, all right?
It's a misguided missile, is what he says. It's a good line.
Misguided missile. It'll explode over your garden, and then it'll grow a carrot that's super big. Just don't eat it, and you'll be fine.
If you do eat it, you'll grow to the size of a farmhouse and explode.
We're offering a $10 million reward just for you to keep silent about it.
Yep. Which is very funny.
Which is very good, yeah.
On the public TV.
On public television. Haha. And then Muriel is growing exponentially in the kitchen as Courage figures this out. And he realizes, oh, fuck. And Eustace is like, that's the big fucking carrot, but Muriel ate it. We gotta get it out of her.
And there's only one way to get it out of her.
Well,
you gotta go in there.
Cause... You're missing the part where he had to fucking we scoped Muriel, where we use the computer fucking camera to scope Muriel. You guys just forget.
Yeah, he.
I don't want to forget. No, I don't want to remember. I've never forgot if I can't remember.
This episode.
I don't want to forget.
Do we need to say like a vore warning if you're gonna
go
watch
man.
This?
Like, I don't understand. It's so there's so much there's so much internal goop. I don't get it.
It's not that much internal goop. It's just goop.
They're internal. They're in Muriel. She's full of goop.
You know what? Honestly, for an internal episode, there's not enough goop.
There's less goop than the average Magic School Bus episode. So
there's less goop than the episode with the weird terabyte worm virus.
That's true.
Where he's wiping his nose and he's got goop going everywhere.
I mean, Courage grabs Muriel and just fucking runs her up to the computer room so he can throw the fucking webcam.
He's got a scoper.
They could have gone two ways at that, and I'm glad they went with the first one.
Yeah. He flips her over, and then he goes,
God damn it, Tim, no.
And that's when Eustace tosses Courage into Muriel.
Yeah. He's like, it's in there! Go get it!
And get me my $1 million carrot.
Get me my $10 million carrot by going into Muriel.
Okay, Mr. Krabs.
And,
Yeah,
that's what we see, where we've got this big fucking... I'm gonna read a line to you from the film real quick, because I think that somebody was also horny when they wrote this.
You need to read the comments at the bottom, too.
So this is about you know, when they run upstairs here, it's, this is, Eustace throws courage inside of Muriel and he attempts to remove the carrot as Muriel continues to grow to a point of squeezing Eustace with her giant heavy hips against the wall until the whole house breaks.
Oh,
there's something about the way that that is written to me that I'm like, somebody had a little too much fun there.
Hey guys, also, they don't show that. They don't, like, show it to that detail. That's not what's happening there.
Yeah.
No, and then, huge heavy hips.
She just expands, and then hips. It cuts to her breaking the roof of the farmhouse. And
Tim, I don't care
outside.
What you say. Those
huge
were
heavy hips.
Those hips were heavy.
Those hips were hippie.
Hey man, that's a big lady, and like that's fine.
That's a
but
huge
goddamn.
Bitch.
Hey, I'm glad you said that.
That's a huge bitch. I don't know. I just know it from memes.
I know that's from something. I just don't remember what.
I don't know, man.
But
and then you know. Then we meet the carrot after courage goes deep down.
We meet the carrot whose entire mantra is
grow.
It's
expand,
grow, expand, explode.
If there was an E word for growing, I'm sure they would have used it.
Probably.
Yeah. They wrote the latter to you and they went, oh shit.
Oh fuck, we don't have
what
one.
Do carrots do?
They explode? Wait.
Eviscerate. No.
Exfoliate. Fuck.
Exfoliate. Expand. Exponential?
No, that's not gonna work.
So, yeah, it's a militaristic carrot inside of Muriel, and courage after many...
It's a militaristic.
It's a militaristic carrot. I don't know what
I went
you.
With
what
terror. You a militarist?
He's a tarot. He's
a terror carrot.
But he, after many failed attempts, is like, "I only one way." So he eats it. He eats the carrot that is attached to Muriel inside of her gut himself. He eats the carrot out of her gut and then is belched up.
Honestly, that's the most disgusting thing.
Yeah, that's
if you
gross.
If you think longer than 30 seconds about anything in this particular portion of the episode, it's like, hey, are the writers okay?
No.
I mean,
and,
we know that for sure.
We knew that for a while, though. Yeah, they've done a lot of weird fetish things, that's for sure, but like this...
No, we're not doing this. No, we're not doing it. We're not talking.
No,
this.
Listen.
It's a kid's show.
Eat the food inside me.
Stop it. We can have fun here. We have fun here. We don't propose real theory here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
so
I've done that.
So the carrots inside courage.
Anyways, yeah, courage.
That
now
was once
has...
inside Muriel.
No, I'm just mad at people that go like, actually, Totally Spies was a fetish show, and it's like, no, it wasn't. You weirdos, you're making it a fetish show.
No, that was not a fetish show. That was legitimately
I might disagree with you on that one, but we'll talk about that in our free time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on our other podcast,
Liquid
Total
Courage
Spies,
yeah.
Where we eat pie and talk about Totally Spies.
Liquid Spies podcast. LSP.
You know that we could brand a different word in our thing, right? It doesn't.
I don't know why
people...
we would. We have a brand. Let's. It's
listen,
bad marketing.
Listen, man. Our brand's
anyway,
not gonna...
So,
courage begins growing at an exponential rate.
Yeah, and so...
Like, faster than Muriel ever did.
Yeah. Well, because he's a dog, so...
Oh, it's times seven?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that
he's aging
joke
faster.
Than what I had.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, so courage freaking out. Because he knows he's about to explode.
He takes off running towards the military base. He takes off running towards military base area 51 and 3/4 with Eustace
yes.
In
as
pursuit.
Seals.
Yeah.
And that's where that's where we find the general and the lieutenant torturing a guy by just,
why were they doing that?
Just back, just for fun, I guess.
Yeah, that they do, like, remember their characters are always about, like, hurting the other person, so I guess now they're
but
just like, listen,
they were
truce.
Hurting,
We're going to hurt Ted instead.
Yeah, well, they realize they're on the same side. I don't know.
It was in between sessions of the Liquid Courage podcast. What are you going to make them do?
Yeah. They had to wait for us. You know, observation.
Oh, no, I'm saying that was us. But whatever.
Yeah.
And then the general's like, well, we got to get it out of him. And so he decides, I'm going to do this by stripping to a swimming suit and dive into this dog.
Now, listen, this is the part of the episode where I go, this is maybe appealing to fetish.
What?
Here's the thing. I think you're not necessarily wrong on that, but I don't think the people that made the show are like, this will get those fuckers horny.
They thought it was fetishistic. Funny. Doesn't mean it was built with that in mind. I support that.
I mean, think about all the things about Sonic shoes. You know, Sonic never wears shoes. It's the weirdos that made it weird.
Yeah, they're the ones who took the shoe off the foot.
Yeah, it's like weirdos. The people that were like, I bet Kirby's got big fucking dogs under there.
He doesn't. Those feet.
I'm
are
sure he does. No, he's got big dogs.
Sonic wears socks, doesn't he?
Sonic wears the smelliest of socks.
Yeah, he does wear socks. Yeah.
Have you seen? Courage. I'm gonna take a brief aside real quick. You ever gone down the hole of fucking weirdo Sonic fans besides the elephant
besides
in the room that shall
know.
Not be named?
Okay. All right. Okay. I don't really know anyone besides the giant elephant in the room shall not be named.
There's
out of prison.
There's a whole like undertow of people that are like, what? I bet Sonic's feet are X, Y, or Z. And I go, that's like several layers of horny that I don't think I would have ever gotten to. Of just like going off of like the amount of layers of, okay, you can have a Sonic, you can have feet. You can have other parts of that too, but the fact that you mash them all together makes me go, what happened to you?
Why? Just why?
It's fucking crazy. There's some writings out there on fandom fandom wikis and shit that I just go, maybe the internet was a bad idea. I don't know.
No, the internet definitely was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, it's a horrible idea. Look around.
Listen, man, commissioned artwork.
We're on it.
We're on it.
You're not wrong. But
us.
We're here. And so, the general has to disarm the carrot. And that's when we find out.
Is a bad officer. Bad.
Yeah, he's a bad officer.
The rules. He's going to get spanked.
Insubordinate.
He tears off the carrot's little medal that he has.
Yeah.
And he climbs on top and pulls off the carrot's helmet because it was wearing a like army issue.
He pulls
helmet.
Off the carrot top, Tim.
He
Come
circumcises
on.
Oh, the go. Carrot.
I'm glad we all went in a different direction
now,
here.
Now,
perfect.
Taylor, on this wiki fandom.
No.
Don't.
You don't want me to say it?
Don't.
Yeah, go ahead. It was very funny.
Because. He bans the carrot for insubordination and gives it a carrot septomy, ripping off its badge and helmet before cutting into the wires in its head with scissors.
If anything, it's more like a lobotomy.
Who the fuck wrote that?
Carosectomy. Carosectomy. It's spelled weird. Yeah, that's weird. I don't like it.
I just read that sentence verbatim for the wiki. That doesn't. Ooh.
Carabotomy?
You can cut.
That should have been better.
Oh, carabotomy. Oh. Well, no.
Carabotomy.
But they made it go a different route, which just adds to Taylor's theory that someone may have been a little too bothered.
Carosectomy is too close to vasectomy.
Yeah.
I think that's the point. Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody was a little too hot and bothered when they were writing this. And this.
And so they pop out of Courage now with
he deflates
with carrot. Giant carrot in tow, and that's
I like how every time a carrot leaves a body It's perfectly intact.
It's carrot, baby.
Absolutely. It's intact, this baby.
It's not chewed up mulch. I've, you know, plenty of carrot. Hangover nights, what I've had before, comes up perfectly. That's why it doesn't go well.
That's why, well, we've been telling you to stop eating carrots whole.
Yeah, you need to stop eating carrots before the Liquid Courage Buck.
You gotta chew those.
You don't own me.
That's gonna help my eyes.
I need it.
I need it.
I can't see
eyes.
Shit.
It'll slide down my gullet. It's fine.
Carrot set.
And that's when we have Eustace show up and is like, I'm gonna eat the carrot.
Give me my 10 million and you can have it back.
Yeah. And
of course it's not worth 10 million.
It also turns out that he didn't disarm it, so Eustace begins to grow.
Nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
And then it's fucking beat feet out of there, and suddenly
beat feet out of there. Carrot.
Massive nuclear explosion. And he's dead. Eustace is gone.
Yeah, that's a death. Like if
that's a Eustace death.
We haven't had a Eustace
saw.
Death in a while, but now we definitely have in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, as a result, let me read this for the wiki because it does say Eustace dies in the wiki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a result, the general and lieutenant were in fear for what was about to happen, prompting Courage to run away until Eustace met his death following a massive explosion. Damn. Shortly after, much to Courage's horror, dozens of giant carrots have grown in the garden by the baghouse. And Muriel herself is now a giant again, and she's devouring a carrot.
Yep.
It says carrot stew, but it's not a carrot stew yet. She said it should have been.
She did say she should have put it in carrot stew, which means, you know, it could be carrot stew because it was three chopped up carrots. You know, whatever.
Yeah, I guess there was a bowl, but like, I don't
know,
man.
There was a bowl.
There was a bowl.
It's not really stew.
There was a bowl.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, man, guess what stew is? You put stuff in water, you got a stew.
You put it in broth. Which
guess
is water.
What broth is, Tim.
Flavored water.
It's flavored water.
Oh, God, you're right.
It's meat flavored water.
Why?
I mean, don't get me wrong. You're absolutely that it is more than water, but I'm going to be a shit and fight you on this every step of the way. So
I need to be fought at some point.
Yeah. And
that sure was a fucking episode, my guys.
Would you like to hear some trivia?
Yeah, I do.
Tim, I don't, but I'll say yes.
No,
and
I do.
What is probably the most written article on fandom for a Courage episode.
Read the first one. I like the first one. Read the first one.
I don't like where this is going, the fact that you're both excited about this.
This episode reveals that the computer has a webcam.
Has a webcam.
Okay. All right, that was needed, that was...
That's very funny. I like that one a lot.
So important.
Next one. John R. Dilworth voices the army recruit that is seen being stretched by the general and the lieutenant. That is the person that's being tortured by the general lieutenant.
He's just a guy getting
just
pulled.
Just a dude. Just a guy. This is the second time.
Just a dude getting pulled by a couple dudes.
Why
you're laughing.
What? Why are you being weird about it?
Why are you laughing about it?
Two dudes pulling another dude in the army. It ain't weird. Like, we just don't. We don't ask about it and we don't tell about it. You know.
No,
that's the Navy.
No, that's the Village People.
Who sang what song, Tim?
In the Navy.
Oh boy.
This is the second time Eustace explodes, the first being Hothead.
Yep.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is accurate. But I believe
totally
in Hothead, we see him after the explosion.
We do. We don't see him after this explosion, which is a death.
Yep.
Despite being called Muriel Blows Up, it's actually Eustace that blows up.
That's crazy.
Like, I feel like you can compound those last two.
I enjoy that every once in a while I get to do my soapbox when Tim reads trivia, where I again get to say, hey, people who write trivia facts, that's not trivia. That's just the plot of the show.
That is There's exactly what happened.
There is nothing but there Muriel that blows is up. Trivial. No. Go. Nope. No. No. The symposium is over.
Well, then you're going to love this one, Taylor.
Get out.
I
Area 51 and 3/4 is, in fact, a reference to the famous Area 51.
But now, see, technically, Tim, no, technically that is
that
trivia.
That is trivia.
Because
you're right.
Maybe someone doesn't necessarily. That one is fine. But the one where it's just like, actually, the plot of the show, that's actually not trivia. And if you wrote that, you should feel bad about yourself. I'm going to tell you that. I'm sure you're probably a listener because you're someone who writes the trivia facts on fandom. And you're like, anything courage, put that in my veins. And I appreciate you, but I do want you to know, get better.
This episode also has the most comments out of any wiki article on the wiki.
This episode, yeah, well, because, and guess what they're all about?
Yeah.
Is it about inflation?
It's mm-hmm. No, it's about the other one.
Four.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
One eating another.
Can I just read one of them? Because I don't know what this is.
I don't
is.
Know. I'm looking at the same fucking things that you're looking at, and I 100% just make me go,
when
I don't
Sonic
know
showed up
read.
In episode.
The comment we're talking about is a two-parter. The first guy goes, this episode, the episode with expansion and boar fetish, and someone replied to it, nah, it seems more like macrophilia, but the boar is there too.
I'm going to tell you right now, Tim, I thoroughly enjoy when you go, I don't know what this means, and then you read something with an ilia in it. Because I was like, he's not going to read that. He won't read that one. There's
yeah,
no
I'll
way
read
he'll
it.
Read that one.
Why wouldn't I read it? But macrophilia is a fascination with or a sexual fantasy involving giants, most commonly expressed as giantess.
Yeah.
Female giants.
I wasn't ready for this
you weren't
podcast.
You ready for giant ass?
To get horny, but here we are.
I mean.
Then you shouldn't have watched the episode of the weird snake.
Every other comment is just like, this is Vore. This is Vore. And then the last person, yeah. This is my favorite episode.
This is my favorite episode.
Don't even watch any more episodes. This is my favorite.
This is the best. It doesn't get any better than this.
Every time I watch this episode, I get tired.
Wow, I really start thinking about things.
Huh.
A lot of things.
I hope this doesn't awaken anything in me.
Big things.
It's just, oh my god.
So anyway, this episode, you know, 10 out of 10. Best episode.
It's, which is crazy because wow. We only go out of 5.
Yeah.
No, 10 out of 10. Because it's bigger? Because Muriel blows up?
Oh, because she blew up. But she didn't blow up, Sheldon.
Oh, you're
Eustace
right.
Blew up.
Eustace blows up.
See, you can hate on the trivia folks all you want. But that's why they made it. That's why they put it on.
They have a major point, you know?
One of these days, we're going to record one of these, and I'm going to be in the room like from Tim and he's gonna say some shit like that and I'm gonna come over with a flip-flop and hit
it's
him.
He's gonna beat the crap out of me. Oh, not a flip-flop. Don't hit me like my parents used to.
Pool noodle.
just like whap whap whap.
Oh,
it's
no,
not
no.
funny.
It's funny.
Be
you know.
Better.
You won't have to do that. All you have to do is just pull it off your foot and slap it onto the ground, and I'll start freaking out.
Oh, please. We all know it's a crock.
Oh, no.
You know what I don't own? I don't own any crocks. I've
Neither
never owned
I.
any crocs.
I don't own any crocs either.
Have you ever owned crocs?
No.
Hmm?
Really?
No.
You seem like a croc guy.
I would I probably should. But I also just, like, I have one pair of sandals that I've had for, like, 5 years.
You seem like the kind of guy that would buy the special edition Crocs. Like, you seem like a Shrek Croc man.
Oh, dude. If I saw Shrek Crocs, I would get some Shrek Crocs.
They'd be in perfect condition.
They exist. Do you know that? They have Shrek Crocs.
My feet can't handle Crocs.
Oh, yeah, they look like Shrek, and then they have little Shrek ears that you can put in. And $60. Do you know what they call the little things that you put in the holes of Crocs?
No.
It is the most almost slur sounding name for a product I've ever heard.
Okay.
They're called gibbets.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Make sure your gibbets are all clean, kids.
Yeah, man. Clean your gibbets. That guy's got shitty gibbets.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to put your gibbets in.
I hate those people and their gibbets. What?
Wow, I can't believe this is made in Vietnam.
We're about to find out that this is actually a slur somewhere.
Yeah, but sure it is. Probably. But like,
well, here's the thing about the
KFC Crocs one time.
The Shrek Crocs or the Shrocks, as we could probably call them.
Shrock.
The weird thing isn't the antennae, it's the nose.
Yeah, dude.
Why is the, like, you don't have to have the nose, just have the little fucking things coming out of his head, antennae.
Am I going to order a pair of Crocs tonight?
I will, I'll buy these. They're $44.
No,
oh,
no,
they're
man.
Child. I can make them work.
The exchange rate on gibbets is not good. It's about 3/5.
Do you think I could fit into 12 little kid size?
I'm so happy that was clean. I'm so happy. Oh my god. Timothy. Oh, and guess what I'm going to say right now? This is about the Courage the Cowardly Dog podcast. Now you can't cut around it as well.
You don't know that. I've been an audio editor before. I can cut around anything.
I felt those words coming out of your mouth. I was like, there's no way he said that for real. He didn't put that in the universe in that way, right?
You're right. I should
have said it 1,000 different ways.
You're right. I should go for size 6 big kid.
There you go. They have Mater Crocs. You can get some
size 6 big kid.
There's a lot. There's elf Crocs.
There's so many Crocs.
Is there Sonic Crocs?
I'm sure there's Sonic Crocs.
Hell yeah, there's Sonic Crocs. There's Nerf Crocs. Nerf for nothing, dude. Let me tell you.
I never had a Nerf.
You never had a Nerf gun?
Never had a Nerf gun.
Yeah. You never had a single Nerf gun?
Nope.
All right, well, this is the only thing I'm going to talk about now. You can do the rest of the podcast. I'm just gonna badger Sheldon.
We're gonna go through this. Be in the middle of the second
you never
part.
Had a...
You never had.
Never.
Like, I'm just gonna start naming Nerf blasters.
Like, you never had the Nerf Storm. Like,
no, man.
The fuck did you
basically,
have a Nerf blaster?
I don't know, man. I didn't have friends.
But you can.
Neither did I. But... Oh,
it never stopped him. He's taking Crocs.
Yeah, I would shoot the darts at one end, and then I'd run. I'd try to chase him down so I could hit myself and be like, ha, 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 "Yeah, it's fun."
Tim was actually practicing the Matrix.
Wow. I had a Nerf. I don't know if it was actually Nerf, but I had a dart blaster that was a bazooka, and it was a problem. Like, I broke windows with it. Like, it's bad. Like, that one was dangerous.
You seen the old Whitest Kids You Know skit where it's the
I don't like
WMD?
No, I have not seen that one.
I don't like that he has one. What are we going to do? Well, my mom said that I could get one for an early birthday present, and therefore we'd all be on the same level. Okay.
God damn it.
He's got two? You can't have two.
We gotta go over there and take.
It's
oh god.
That one's a good one.
I think this is a solid
it was a fever dream for me, so I'm gonna give it I think it's a 4 sloppy wet carrot stew out of 5.
Really? Wow, you rated it higher than I'm gonna rate.
To be fair, the more I sit here and the more fun I had talking about it, the higher it went. It was initially a 2.
That's part of the thing, is like, the more we talk about it, the more fun I had talking about it than I did actually watching it.
Yeah, it was definitely more of an episode that you would, like, afterwards sit down with your family and be like, so what did we just watch?
I hope not your family.
Not my family.
Oh, absolutely. My dad would watch this.
I do like now, son, though,
we gotta talk about a lot of things here.
Tim gets his family around the TV to be like, come on, everybody, it's the Vore episode of Courage. You gotta watch it with me.
Dad, the Vore.
Dad, I know you love Vore. Come here.
Dad, I know you love enlargement.
I know you love Gigantus.
Well,
you watched that episode of Futurama and felt something.
Yeah,
in
it's
your
just,
penis.
I don't know what snoo snoo means, Dad, but here's another
episode.
I
don't even know what I'm going to rate it. I know it's 2 out of 5 out of something, but I don't know what I'm going to rate
it. I will give it a 3.5 endoscopic webcams out of 5.
You stop it. You stop that shit right now.
I had endoscopy. Stop it. Yeah. I know.
When you're you hit 30, you gotta have one.
Yeah. Well, my age was 25.
How you're healthy 26. Are you guys? Anyway.
Clean as a whistle, baby.
I have
they
to go
found
back.
Nothing.
I'm an open tunnel.
Ugh, that's not what they said.
Shit whistles as it goes through.
Fucking, I don't know, man. 2 out of 5 fucking. 2 out of 5 Muriel esophaguses out of.
Esophageals.
Esophageas.
Don't say that. That seems worse.
God damn.
That shit was weird.
It didn't
yeah, that
help
was a,
that they.
I can't
textured.
Focus on this episode.
I can't believe it's a episode.
Yeah, that is the A part.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the B part.
Yeah, let's talk. About
I don't
the
like
B
talking
part.
About.
The B part is not. The B part is almost wholesome. Mm. Almost.
It's nice. It's a good.
In a way.
No. I have to. You have to put a caveat because there's one big glaring, terrifying, horrifying.
I don't know what you're talking.
Very bad thing.
Paper people are normal.
Paper okay. people are normal.
They have rights too, Dan.
Well, right? Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah. So,
what if they
this
eat
is called
people?
Profiles of Courage. And it is an interesting little jaunt. That goes into it. We open on a circus. I guess it's a fair, but I think it's a circus, technically.
Yeah.
I call it more of a carnival.
Yeah, let's go carnival. That's
I
the
mean,
better
it's,
way
it's
to look at
nowhere,
it.
It's in nowhere, so like it could be anything.
It's traveling, I think. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think, that's like where we're at. It's like a traveling carnival, right?
Right. You say and carnival, and I can smell a carnival for some reason.
Carnival.
I can smell like popcorn and funnel cake and
think
like
of your funnel cake.
I love going to carnivals as a kid.
Think of winning those shitty prizes because you inflated the clown balloon.
Oh no, not inflation.
Oh no, not again. We're going back.
No.
Or, you know, sliding the quarters.
No one's that horny in this one.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, that was a... Hey, Sheldon, I'm 90% sure that was our carnival thing.
No, I've seen it other places.
Slide the quarters. Wait. Slide the quarters. So are you saying, like, you'd put a quarter in, and it goes down, and there's a thing going back and forth that pushes quarters off?
No, that's a coin pusher.
I think it was just a me thing. I think it was just a my town thing, damn it.
Oh.
I think it was just you walked up to someone who created a whiteboard with a bunch of numbers on it and tried to bounce quarters off the back wall to land on a certain number to win more quarters.
That's a very fucked up version of Plinko, dude. Like,
oh, we had that too.
Oh, I love Plinko. Oh, love it.
But Yeah, so it's carnival, and in a carnival, you always have, like, different individuals, and there is a silhouette maker at this carnival who makes those... Your family have these? Did you guys have the profiles, the paper cutout profiles in your house? Like, in, like, frames and shit? Really?
No.
Like, but... I thought this was a made-up thing until you... So he started talking.
No,
about
it's a real thing.
Somebody, we do have like cutouts of like socks because some of them are family at one point made
just
stockings.
Let them cook.
Like it old, long time ago, like in 1800s, and that was one thing we've kept over the years. It's like the wooden insert that you would use while you're making the stocking.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, and don't try to fucking gaslight me saying that's weird. I don't know why we have it, but like, you know, it's there. That's as close as I'm going to be able to get to. Like, I don't have silhouettes of my family. Oh, that's really... fucking weird, dude. Like, I'm not going to lie.
The actual anger there. I was like, oh.
This is what grandma looked like. Are you sure? What the fuck is this?
The immediate defensiveness for me.
Fuck you! It's my sock!
It's my wooden sock block!
That's exactly what it was.
To be fair, we have our stockings at our home, you know. So, you know,
I can sort of
see it.
I don't fucking know. I don't have silhouettes. Yeah, I don't have the image of my.
I don't have silhouettes either.
Yeah, like that's fucking weird, man. That's fucking out there.
It's an old. Hey, Tim. You're overcompensating.
No, I'm not.
That's fucking weird.
Silhouettes, sir. I didn't know about it.
It is it's a very old timey thing. Like why? Like we had them because it was something you did like I don't know, turn of the fucking century type shit.
You mean like when Pictures was just coming out
in 1999?
Apparently it goes even further back. It goes all the way back to like 1780 that people did this shit.
Oh wow.
But like
it makes more sense back in the day when photographs were kind of all our age.
Yeah. Just but it was like a thing that like ebbed and flowed. And so we have some of them. They're like these shadow box type things that I think it's my parents have one. I can't remember if my sister and I are on one or not. But they're just like little profiles because it's like a little art thing that you can do, and it's like, you know, cute or fancy. It's just one of those things that exists
this
in
is
the world.
More like ammunition for me to say that Courage is legitimately is taking place in Kansas.
Well,
and
yeah,
like in Western Kansas,
we have that shit on record, but yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, but just more ammunition to be like, you guys lived out there, and this is something that you can recognize.
Well,
whereas
only
I lived
me,
in...
apparently. Where
I have no idea.
Yeah, like,
if you go to antique stores, you can find them too. But it's just like it ebbs and flows, and I don't know, there's a resurgence in like the late 80s, early 90s, I guess.
I'm just standing over here like, I don't...
Feels like, don't put me in that house. The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that this thing exists, and that's why it's like, oh, it's a silhouette maker. They're not super popular, as you can fucking tell.
Yeah.
Because we have cameras.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, they definitely...
Yeah, they did in 2002. So he's like trying to make his art form like you have this old creepy silhouette man who's trying to make his art come to quote unquote alive and give his art life. And it's just not working because it's all paper and it's a problem and he's sad. And that's when he spies Muriel and Eustace and Courage just dicking around. in,
well, perhaps
in some fun mirrors.
Yeah. In the, yeah, the literally carnival mirrors.
Carnival mirrors.
Yeah.
Carnival mirrors.
Having a good time.
And Muriel goes, Eustace, don't you ever
don't
think...
Don't be a dick.
You ever wondered how it would be to be like someone else? I don't fucking know. Something like that.
Man, this episode is way more...
Yeah.
Yeah,
than
the
I'm
more
willing
we're getting
to
into
give it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more we start... And... revisiting it, and more of like, oh,
and
my
so
god.
So, like, the silhouette maker's like, come. Look at this. I can make cool, big, full body silhouettes of you. That's a weird thing. Normally, they're tiny little,
they're
like,
faces, right?
They're like, yeah, they're like tiny anything. Little busts. And I mean, they're tiny, like, they are maybe the size of like a tea. Like
I am looking
like
at
a tea
them
plate.
Now.
Yeah. Huh. They're like little tiny, yeah, they're like little tiny tea plate type things. And, like, size-wise. But he makes these whole big ones for him, and he says, you gotta take them home. And
please take them home.
And Eustace is like, or Courage is like, I don't fucking know, man.
I don't wanna, no.
It's a little weird.
But Courage is always like that, no matter what the situation. So, of course, Eustace and Muriel, used to his shenanigans, go, we're taking them home.
Do you think they paid for him, too?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a carnival. You pay for everything at a carnival.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But with this evil guy, I could see him selling it easier by going, hey, free.
Maybe.
It's they have a weird moment, too, where he's, like, loading these life-size, like, paper cutouts into the back of the, like, Eustace's truck, and he just goes, come alive, come alive.
Loves him.
Come alive, come alive, come alive. Yeah.
And everybody's like, hey, could you step away from my truck?
And everyone's like, oh, that's fine. And yeah, they take him home, and at night, the paper silhouettes jump
start
out of their frame.
Mimicking. Yeah.
They come to life.
And we watch as they begin. The first one, the Eustace one, goes up to a sleeping Eustace watching fucking TV, lays over the top of him. And leaves a desiccated corpse in its place. And I mean a corpse. That's a fucking corpse.
Like, if you ever seen a mummified corpse, like, once they take out the bandages off of, like, a mummy, that's what it looks like. It's fucking brutal. Like,
yeah, dude.
It was...
There's a fucking
intense.
Museum in your
hometown. We were silent for a good, like, 20 seconds after we saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the Museum of Strange.
That shit's, they've got fucking mummies.
Yeah, I've seen the Museum of Strange.
I'm pretty sure they're stolen.
No.
Yeah, I didn't ask questions.
Yeah.
Also, it's on 6th Street, and we were there during the day, and the guy behind the counter was just like, you guys need to fucking get out of here. This is the wrong side of town.
That was very cool. I liked it. It was a cool little museum. But yeah, no, we all sat there and went, oh, that's fucking nightmare fuel. Hate that shit. And Paper Eustace now beckons to Silhouette Muriel to come out.
Come on, take
get her and get her life suck on.
Can we talk about how, like, we have the traditional Courage moments of where he freaks out and tries to, like, like, something cartoony happens to him. In the first one, it's just, like, he gets kicked by a donkey or, like, a horse.
Yeah, it cuts back to Courage, jaw agape, and a wild-eyed donkey just kicks him.
Like, and, like, that's not as brutal as a bunch of the other ones we've seen.
No, but feels the same.
Yeah. And so when
A kick in the head?
Yeah.
When the Muriel one goes upstairs and, like, takes over Muriel, he has another moment where he just goes blank.
Yeah.
Like, his eyes just turned to static.
Well,
because
he watched a fucking paper figure desiccate his
just
owner.
Just drain the life out of the woman he loves.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it's terrifying. And then they're like, we're just the bags now. That's what the weirder part of this episode is, that they're just like, we're them. And Courage is like, well, I guess you're them now. Like, ah, fuck. All right.
Well, he did it like, with the puppets once.
Yeah.
And normally you'd be like, well, yeah, but normally he's like, I'm going to fucking deal with this shit. And instead he's just like, I don't know. That's my life now.
All right, what the fuck am I going to do?
And so they go off to try to be like people. And they're like, we're going to be people. And they try to like do shit. And
far too windy. It goes bad.
Eustace gets blown around when he tries to fix the truck. Muriel rips a hand off, then burns it, and then fucking Courage hits her with water. It's like, oh no. Shit's all bad.
Were you even trying, Courage?
He looked at it. He looked at the water like, oh, this is gonna fuck it up, but she's on fire.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Kind of a bad idea, but what the fuck am I at this point?
And so they like do it, and then the paper people realize that shit's fucked, and they can't do anything. Like Eustace rips his arms off, and paper Eustace, and he's like, "What are we gonna do?" And
we've never been paper before.
They lament. They're like, nobody ever wonders what it would be like to be made of paper. And Courage is like, "That's so sad. I know what to do." And he
when you're paper.
How do you fix it? How do you fix torn paper?
Glue it back together.
Fucking tape, because it's paper, you weirdos. But for some reason, they use
paste.
I know.
Could you imagine
ripping a notebook paper and then being like, "Ah, fuck, hand me the glue," and everybody be like, "What the fuck are you? It's what? How?
I mean,
how are you gonna glue it back together?"
When I was in grade school, we had fucking glue sticks and shit. Like you would. Well,
Tim,
okay.
If I ripped a paper, if I had a notebook paper and I ripped it in half, how do I glue the edges of the paper back together?
I mean, if you're desperate, man, how desperate are you? What is your need? Is there a Walmart nearby? Like, what's going on?
Fuck you guys, I got a wooden sock, it's fine.
I've got a wooden sock.
Like, it is one of those moments where I was like, tape would have worked, but I understand the metaphor.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's because it's what he had in the first scene. He had paste before they even went.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
And that's when he's like, oh, it's life is fine. And he starts.
Life is all about what you make it. You
yeah,
know?
Basically. And, yeah, and, man. And he shows them by, like, drawing on them and, like. Turning them into paper animals and planes and being like, haha, it's so fun.
Look. And then he turned Eustace into a hat.
Yeah, look how fun it is to be
to
paper.
Be a hat.
I think he should have kept paper Eustace. He was nice.
That's what I was just about to say. Like paper Eustace was nicer than Courage.
I mean
he didn't know. He couldn't do it.
Dog.
And that's when we see that him realizing like they're them realizing the paper's not so bad, and somehow that being a paper airplane and a hat convinces them, all right, we'll give the bags their life force back,
and yet they retain themselves. I don't understand that part at all.
Yeah, like, but honestly, at the beginning of the episode where Courage is in the back of the car with them and they're traveling back to the farm, they are moving and they are acting, so like they do have some kind of personality as paper people before they get to Max's house. So like
paper people eater.
Well, that even the paper silhouette in his shop moved on its own,
and then fell over and died.
Yeah,
which is sad, but also
it's what happens when you're paper.
That's what happens when you're paper, and then you have that. And Silhouette Maker shows up and he's all like, hey,
why
are you fucking paper, man? You should be human, which they weren't, and so I don't understand that either, where he's like, you should be human.
Being human sucks, man. Just does.
Yeah.
So he takes his children back and
they're happy
fine.
With paper.
Yeah, and he now realizes that it's better for them just to live as paper, as what they are, instead of what...
I still don't understand that they're, like, fucking...
They're more normal. They're more personable than the shadow people.
That's true.
They are.
That's the thing where, and then they give their soul back, and I don't understand.
Yeah, and then they, yeah. And then they take off, and that's the end of it. And then we have an ending gag with Courage laughing, and it's like, oh, he's paper too, but it doesn't matter because it's the end, and all the ends are non-canonical.
What do you mean? They're all canon.
Non-canonical. But that was an episode. The problem is the first part of the episode is so fucking baffling.
That the second part just seems fast.
It seems fast, and the only part that really made me go "ew" was the desiccated corpses of our two other main characters.
Fair, if it wasn't for the desiccation, I wouldn't have remembered this episode as well.
Yeah,
desiccation, no breathing. That's how it works because they've been in a while.
Would you guys like to hear some trivia?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Paper version. So this episode has a lot of cameos.
Okay, they're not cameos, they're cutouts. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just the cutouts in the original shop, like when the dude is trying to originally cut somebody out and sees that it doesn't work. Right? Mm, so there's paper versions of Cats, Dr. Zolost, Zolost, whatever, Basil, Alien Brain Visor, whatever, Scarecrow, Mayan Baker, Goat, and Dr. Vindaloo can be seen framed within the silhouette maker's booth.
Oh, it might be Basil. You win this round.
He might be Maurice.
Basil the dude in Austin Powers making fun of Q.
Yeah, that's true.
Basil. This episode's name is referenced to Profiles in Courage, a book written by JFK.
That is a trivia.
That's, wow, we found one, guys.
That one works.
Yep, that one is actual trivia. Courage notably transforms into a Frankenstein monster and a Valkyrie from the Rite of the Valkyries.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't
Those
know.
Those things that happened.
That just actually happened, yes.
It's in the show. Not trivia.
And finally, this is the only episode to not include a transition before going to the end title card, such as Iris Out and Fade to Black. It just goes to the end.
Yeah, that was weird.
They probably just forgot.
That was weird.
Probably just forgot.
I think pressed for time.
That too.
Yeah.
That's your trivia for Profiles in Courage. Woo.
That wasn't much of a trivia.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Shut up, Sheldon. It's fine.
Fine, but what would you boys rate this episode?
I don't know. This is weird.
This.
I can go first.
I thought I liked it.
I'm going to give it 3 Goosebumps Boy out of 5.
The moment Tim's like, I could go first, Tim's like, no, fuck that.
Actually,
shit.
I know. Never mind, everyone.
Yeah?
I did it, so it's up to you.
He did.
Yep.
All right.
Sheldon, do you want to go, or would you like me to go?
You can go. I don't have shit, man.
Okay.
I'm trying.
I will do 3 definitely not German scientists turn into silhouette art maker out of 5.
Oh, I see.
He had a German accent.
I'm going to go with 3 damp Muriels out of 10.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Out of 10?
out of 10. Yep,
out of
10's
10.
On my mind.
Wow, it sucks that bad. It's only 3 out of 10,
one.
Everybody.
Yeah. I didn't enjoy it.
Ratio-wise, it's a 1, yeah.
Yeah.
Ratio-wise, it's a 3rd.
Yeah.
1 out of 3.
1 out of 3? That sounds worse. I like what you did, because it sounds like... Sounds like there's more to it, you know.
The fucking audacity to rate anything out of 3. Imagine a world where that was fucking standard rating scale. It's like 1, it's terrible. 2, I guess it's mid. 3, the best I've ever had.
Sheldon went for a more complex scale because his taste is just there.
It's just so delicate.
I just really enjoy that idea. Like. Fucking, actually, all ratings are now at 3. No!
1 out of 3. 1 out of 3, the worst I've ever had.
Hell yeah, bud.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's it.
That's it.
That's all we've got, man.
We did it. We got another one probably next month, unless we're all sick again.
God, I hope not.
I hope not.
God, I look outside.
It'll happen. One of us will be. One of us will just have to sit there and twiddle their thumbs.
Should we roll a dice and see what happens?
Don't tempt fate. Let's... What are you, stupid? No.
I got a D20 here.
I love to tempt fate. That's
no,
all I can do.
Stop tempting fate. This is why we get into the situation.
I rolled a 9.
Tim will be a corpse in the next
episode. That's pretty fucking mid, Tim.
That's literally mid. Legitimately.
That's worse than a 1 or a 20.
He'll be a corpse in the next episode, everyone. Be excited. We'll have Paper Tim.
Oh, Paper Tim.
Paper Tim.
Here you go. I guess this is trivia, right?
Guys, you don't want to hear about the trivia, do you?
You're Wait, Tim. We opposites. Always want to hear about the trivia.
No, they're not opposites. They're trying to be them.
In unison.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, until next time.
Until the next time we decide to sit down and watch some Courage while we're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Probably next month.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
We'll see.
Later,
Goodbye,
boys
everybody.
And girls and gals and ladies.
Anybody in between, you're all welcome. Bye.